Our sermon text for this evening comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 through 21, the parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What should I do? Have I no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" Sounds like the life for me. But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." This is the word of our Lord. Just to kind of give you a little background, in chapter 11, Jesus had shared with the Pharisees how they pay too much attention to the outward things and not enough attention to what's going on the inside and what's most important. How they have access to the good things, but they don't grab a hold of it to use it, to share it, and to help others. Jesus exposed them, saying that they wanted to lead in a way, but they didn't want to live in that same way. The heading of chapter 12 is warning and encouragements. The warnings are very clear in our text. They jump right out at you. We read, though, right before our text, some encouragements, and I'm going to paraphrase it. Jesus says, "Whoever acknowledges me, I'm going to acknowledge them. Whoever disowns me, I will disown them. Whoever forgets to invite me in or make me a part of their plans, I will forgive them." Whoever over and over disrespects me, I will not forgive them. That was interesting to me because Jesus asked us to acknowledge him. He wants to be a part of our lives. He wants us to invite him in. And who else better to invite in than the one who laid down his life for us to redeem us? It makes the most sense to invite him in, consult him, make him a part, and include him in our plans. But for most of us, it doesn't always work out like that. I think our childhood relationship with our parents helps us better understand how our relationship should be with God when we become adults. Our parents provide for us. They protect us. They love us unconditionally. And if you had my parents, they always wanted to be involved. So it makes sense that you would want to put your parents involved just for the fact that they brought you up to this point in your life and they wanted to be involved. Coming up in my house, the chain of command went like this. Whoever owned the most stuff, whoever took care of the most people in the house, they are the ones who made the rules and had the most authority. Whoever had the most responsibility had the most authority. My house, my rules. I got tired of hearing that in my youth. One of the rules that I had a problem with coming up was in my parents' house, you could not leave after midnight, nor could you come home after midnight. My brother used to say, when we would come home from hanging out when we was in high school, I can't wait till I turn 18. Then I'm going to come and go as I please. And my mom, she had a sense of humor. She says, well, wherever you move to, make sure it's close. Because I really still would like to see you every day. But it's not going to be any coming and going in my house. So we graduated high school, and my brother went off to college. And when he came back home to visit, I stayed here, and I went to UWM. He always used to tell me how fun it was to be free. No rules, to hang out as much as you want, how late as you want it. And I still staying at my mom's house, her rules, had a curfew. So one night I decided I'm not coming home at 12 o'clock. I'm gonna stay out a little bit later. I was a freshman in college. I was 19. So I said, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. So when I came home, my mom was there, and she said to me, son, why didn't you call me if you weren't gonna be staying out later? Just something coming from a concerned mother, but I didn't take it like that because I thought it was all about me, and I wanted to have more control. So I said, enough is enough. I'm moving out. I'm tired of being under these rules. I'm tired of being told what to do. You know what, Mom? Technically, I'm grown. I shouldn't have to check with my mommy when I'm hanging out with my friends. How would that look? And my mom responded, I wanted you to call because I wanted to stay in the know. I wanted to be there for you in case you needed my help. Then she said, if you want to get technical about it, you are still living under my roof. So you're going to still follow my rules. She says, you think you're grown, huh? And you want to move out? I'm sorry, son. I forgot that you were grown because you don't pay any bills around here. And your name isn't on any of the mail that comes to this house. So I didn't know you was grown yet. And when you get your apartment, that's going to be one empty apartment, son, because you don't own anything. Technically, you don't even own the underclothes that you're wearing right now, son, because I bought those for you. And you think you're ready for an apartment. Good luck. As witty as I thought I was, even after my manhood had been assaulted, I didn't have a comeback. I was foolish enough to think it was all about me. Warning, don't think it's all about you. When we think like this, this leads to foolishness. In the parable that Jesus told, he didn't give us much detail about the rich man, about his family, about what was going on in his life. But he gave us enough detail to know that this man was a fool for thinking everything evolved around him. You heard it in the way he talked. You heard it in the way that he made his plans. The rich man thought everything centered around him. When we think it's all about us, we think we have problems that we don't really have. Then we come up with solutions that can possibly lead to more problems. The rich man had an abundance, a surplus, and he thought it was a problem. So he decided to tear down barns and build some more places to store his grains. But when the Lord demanded his life for him, now what? I don't know where the Bible doesn't say where he was in his plans, but if he had started those plans, who's going to manage that? Who's going to take care of the plans that you made thinking it was all about you? Warning. Don't think it's all about you. Warning. Don't forget where you came from and how you got there. My mom, like most moms, just wanted what was best for her children. Now, I said I was 19 at the time, always had food, always had shelter. I was enrolled in college. I had a job. I had a car. I didn't get to that point on my own. I was helped to get to that point by my parents. I got to that point by the grace of God. Even if you become very successful in life with your family or with your job, just know you didn't do it alone. You have parents. You have siblings. You have friends that supported you along the way. And God's grace carried you. You didn't do it on your own. The rich man, when he thought he had a problem, he thought to himself. He thought to himself. I don't know too much about farms, but I know he wasn't the only one farming. How did he come to get this inheritance of the farm? He wasn't born knowing. People helped him get there. The grace of God carried him there. We have to remember that as we live and as we plan. We have to remember where we came from and how we got there. Warning, don't be greedy or stingy with information or resources that could be helpful. The rich man thought to himself, because his greed had blinded him, what am I going to do with all these crops? That's the only thing that came to his mind. We can't place a high value on things that are going to fade away. We can't put material possessions over people and relationships. Nowadays, greed shows up a little bit different. We withhold stuff from people to make it harder, to make it more challenging. That's not what our Lord wants us to do with our blessings. don't forget to include God in your plans. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. After my manhood was challenged, I continued on with my foolishness. So I go out, because I'm still planning to move out, and I go to the store, and I buy a toothbrush, some toothpaste, some boxers, and some socks. I'm going to show my mom that I'm a man. So I bring the bag home to the house, put it in a place where I know she's going to go through it, and I'm ready for the conversation. And she says, she calls me in and says, "Oh, I see that you're still getting your things together, still planning on moving out on your own." She says, "Good for you." But she says, "Son, like, this bag is missing some things." And, you know, my mom had been literally buying everything for me up until that point. So I don't know what was needed to move out. But I thought, you know, toothpaste, toothbrush, underwear, and socks were good enough. And she says, "Son, why didn't you ask for my help? I could have went with you to the store and helped you pick out some things, you know, really got you going." She was really still trying to support me in my foolishness. I said, "Mom, I got this. I told you I was grown. I could take care of myself." And she continues to go through the bag. And then she says, "Wait a minute. You said you were grown?" I said, "Yeah. And I can do things for myself." She says, "What grown man goes out and buys boxers with smiley faces on them and matching socks? You are not ready for an apartment. I'm your mama, and I wouldn't rent to you." When we look forward to the new year, we tend to reflect back and look at the areas where we need improvement, whether it be our jobs, families, relationships, or personal growth. As we make plans to change and to get better, let's remember to make God part of our plans. As you find yourself in a place where you start to think it's all about you, it's the perfect time to invite Jesus in. Jesus will help you understand that it's not all about you. It's about him, our Savior. And it's about us, your neighbors. Jesus wants us to know that through him, there's guidance, mercy, grace, and salvation. As you look ahead, if you find yourself forgetting where you came from or how you got to where you are, if you're having relationship problems and you need to get better with that, or if you're not being considerate of the feelings and not being considerate of the thoughts of the people around you, this is a perfect time to invite Jesus in. Turn to God and his word to remind you who you are in Christ. Turn to God and his word to remind you how important you are and why you have been called to serve. Turn to God and his word to remind you where you are from, heaven. And because he went to the cross for us, this is the place where you will return. God and his word will remind you of that. We don't have to be selfish or stingy with anything. God gives us good news to share with all. Just look how the Lord has provided for you and the people around you. He provides for all. He protects all because he died for all. We don't have to be greedy and store up anything that we know will eventually fade away. God has treasures in abundance stored up for all of us in heaven. Be rich and generous with God because he has been rich and generous with you. He gave his one and only son. When you forget about the sacrifice that was made for you, and you boast about tomorrow, and you make plans without God, ask him to forgive you, and you will be forgiven. And then praise him and make plans involving him, because you were created to do good in Christ. Through God's word, we learn how much he loves us and wants to be involved. The Lord says to us, I know the plans I have for you. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will make straight your paths. The Lord so much wants to be involved in a part of your life. Please invite them in. Walk with them faithfully. Make him a part of your plans and keep him a part of your life. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.